Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Morning. How's it going?
Hey, good morning. Really good.
Good.
I feel like I should have just slept here. I did my special Grateful Dead show last night.
Did you now?
Deep Cuts, yeah.
Good for you.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
I just got an email this morning from a band who are doing a gig on March 29th. They're doing all Grateful Dead covers. And some of the guys in the band I know, and they're great players, and it'll be a fun night. So
where's
obviously
that?
At the Marine Room on March 29th. You know, it's a local thing, but it'll be fun.
Well, that'll be cool. Well, I have a really great guest today. Good morning, Antonetta.
Good morning.
I have Antonetta Bianchini, right?
Right.
Oh, I said it right. Who is the owner of Vogue Hair Salons, right?
Yes, in Laguna Beach and in Newport Beach.
Yes, that I patronize with my kids. And this is I'm going to tell you something, people. Business owners, when you have hold, don't put music. Put something that you're doing, because I was on hold waiting to make an appointment, and I heard about this charity that the salon is involved with. And I called, and I said, I have to interview whoever, you know, the owner, because it really struck me as something special. It's called I Bambini di Antonio.
Yes.
Correcto?
Yes, correct. I Bambini di Antonio, yes.
And Antonetta,
yeah, right.
is going to be telling us all about it. What is it all about, and how did you find out about it?
Well, I find out about this great organization through Facebook. That was the first time I heard about them. And then I got the pleasure and the honor, actually, to meet the founder in a trip to Italy one summer, I believe 5 years ago. So
now you told me that a couple things happened that were synchronicity. You had reached out to the owner,
right,
or the founder of the nonprofit, and you just happened to have a trip planned to the same city where she lived.
Yes,
completely,
it was a coincidence.
Synchronicity.
Yes.
Okay, so that's like, all right, this is meant to be.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the charity was started because of the passing of her son.
Yes.
And this charity is for children and in Africa.
Right. We have a school in Uganda. After the son passed away, the founder, her name is Anna, she went on a mission in Kufu, that's the village, it's close to Kampala, the capital. And then she decided basically to put together or to create a school. So the first school was built with her own money. And then from there, it became bigger and bigger. Other people got together, and they start building more classes, and they start basically taking care of the community.
So the salon, Vogue Salon, here in Laguna Beach, when you first got involved, you ran a fundraiser during the holidays to buy a chair for one of the schools?
Is
that where the patrons could buy a chair?
Basically, they built new classes, and they needed to furnish the classes with desks, chairs. So what we do, well, I called the founder and I asked her what you want, you know, what you need. And she told me, okay, we need to furnish the school. So I decided to sell desks.
Oh, desks.
Yes, desks. And each desk had a plaque with the name of the donor. That was the...
got it. And you said that you sold out the desks. Like
after a week and a half, 2 weeks, we sold out.
Filled up 70, the school room.
70 desks.
That's incredible. So, Antonetta, like, isn't it amazing to you that you found out about her through social media? I found out about you and your work with the organization through your message. And it's really the power of communication and sharing through, you know, I mean, it's marketing, but really it works, right?
It works, yes.
And You know, it's a terrible tragedy that happened to this woman. But think of the, all the children. How many schools now does she have that she's built?
She has one school, but we take care of 400 kids right now. It's not a big organization. It's small. We have 300 kids that go to our school. The school system in Uganda, it's based on primary and secondary school. Mm-hmm. The primary goes basically would be our elementary and middle school. Secondary, it's high school.
Got
so
it.
Right now we take care of, I mean, we have the school that goes from, has 10 classes, and it goes from preschool to seventh grade, it would be.
So that's a lot of kids. I mean, that's an amazing effort for one woman, you know, that just goes on a mission, kind of, you know, had a terrible loss in mm-hmm. her life, and all these children are benefiting because of it. And so that's really, really, like, spinning, you know, making lemonade out of lemons for other people and other children. And do you visit the woman in Italy?
I saw her twice since I met her. I'm planning to join her on one of the missions. I actually want to take my son there, my older son. But we are always in contact, you know, with Skype.
Right. Can the listener, okay, so what's the, let's look for the website here. What, tell listeners about the website. Oh, it's a long one.
It is a long one, yes.
Okay, so, could people in English?
Yes,
Google?
The website is in Italian and it's also in English.
Okay, so what is it in English?
It would be the same name. It's just a different page.
So, I Bambini di Antonio. Okay.
Yes.
I B A M B I N I D I A N T O N I O.
Yes.
I will put it on the Caroline's Cause Quarter Facebook page, and people, I'm sure, can donate and also go on the missions if they
oh, yes.
are inclined.
Yes.
So, it's an amazing organization. That tell me, you wrote to me that what's the percentage of the money that goes directly to the school?
Nice.
You know for sure.
Oh no, I have access to, I'm part of the organization now, and I have access to the books, to everything. 98%. The beauty of this organization is nobody gets paid. Everything is run by people like me.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteering. Mm-hmm. Yes, nobody gets paid. From the brochure to everything is donated, so there is really no waste. So that allows us to give 98% of what we raised directly to the cause. We don't take care just of the kids. Just I wanted to let you know. We also take care of the community. We take care of the poorest people, the poorest family in the community, and we try to develop that area by creating some kind of small businesses. Like we give land to people to so they can farm and they can make their own food. We build homes. Actually, last year, with the salon, we built two homes for two children. They were really, they had nothing. They had no land. They had nothing. They were basically living on
Right. Oh, my God. That's so great. Think about that, listeners. A Laguna Beach hair salon is changing the lives for, you know, many, many, many children in Uganda. And I just think it is exactly why I started my radio show, is to showcase and highlight people, local people that are doing amazing work. Antonetta, thank you so much for being on our show. I will post with the podcast all the contact information for listeners that want to get in touch with I Bambini di Antonio.
Thank you, Caroline. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for being so giving and philanthropic and walking the talk with your salon. And I hope a lot of people hear this and say, you know what, we can do that too. So I wanted to say that if you've got any other people that you would like me to interview, like Antonetta, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will consider it. And thanks again, Antonetta. Jason, have a great day.
Thanks. That was fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Actually, I need a haircut as well. You did remind me.
Oh yeah,
you have grey hair.
I do have.
Thank you very much.
Hair, yes.
Great hair and very good legs. Everything in between is not, you know, really that good.
Okay. Well, on that note, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.